What do you think Norway has in common with North Korea and Iran? No, not that. Until recently, what Norway had in common with them was that if you entered the ring in a professional boxing match, you'd be committing a criminal act. Now, Norway's centre-right government has lifted a ban on the sport, and boxing fans are preparing for the first professional bout on Norwegian soil in more than three decades. Lars Bevanger reports.
It's a cold, dark and snowy evening, but under the bright lights at Oslo Boxing Club, young athletes are sweating it out, ducking, swinging and hitting black leather punching bags dangling from the ceiling. For more than 30 years, amateur boxers like these have had no chance of turning professional at home in Norway. But last December, a new centre-right majority in Parliament overturned a 1981 ban on professional boxing, to the delight of many, not least those training here tonight.
My name is Stian Torstensen. I've been boxing here nearly 9 or 10 years. Now we can get international boxers to come here. We can also train with others. And many will now try to go from amateur boxing to pro boxing. So it's an opportunity that many have looked for.
My name is Sarah Nossen, and I've been boxing for 1 year. I consider myself being liberal, that people can decide what they want to do, as long as they don't hurt other unintentionally. So if we agree to box without a helmet and get paid, it's okay for me.
In recent years, amateurs like Sarah and Stian have been able to box because they wear helmets and fight only 3 or 4 rounds. What was banned were professional fights because there is no head protection and they last up to 12 rounds, meaning more blows to the head and more injuries. It's also the main reason opponents are still fighting against the return of professional fights. Per Tøyen is from the Norwegian Confederation of Sports.
One of our core values is health. And we really do not see so many strikes against the head as being very healthy. Professional boxing has quite a large number of strikes to the head compared to any other sport. And we feel that it's not nice for the largest organization in Norway for children and youth to say yes to any sort of increase in the number of strikes to the head that professional boxing represents.
Despite the ban, Norway has produced some of the best professional boxers in the world. Cecilia Brækhus is undefeated in her 27 pro matches and the first woman to hold all the major worldwide title championships in her class. It's made her a national treasure, and in 2013, the public voted her Sports Personality of the Year. Like all Norwegian professional boxers, she's had to move abroad to train and fight.
My name is Alexander Hagen. I'm a professional fighter and I turned pro in autumn 2012.
Back at Oslo Boxing Club, I meet Alexander Hagen. He's one of many who's been inspired by Cecilia Brækhus' success. The soft-spoken 26-year-old has a disarming smile, but he pulls no punches and has won 6 out of 7 of his professional bouts, 2 of them on knockout. He's a future hope for the sport in Norway, and now, with the ban gone, that future looks even brighter.
It's been a hard road. It's not easy when you come from Norway. You have to fight overseas. You can't fight here. We have to, like, get sparring partners from overseas. I travel to Germany a lot to get sparring.
What does it mean to you that professional boxing now is legal again in Norway?
Well, it means a lot, you know. It's a bit strange when you try to fulfill your dream and box and become a champion and it's illegal. You do something that's forbidden. You can go to jail and all that. It's kind of bizarre.
How long do you think before you can have your first professional match in Norway?
I'm not sure, you know, things take time. But they say maybe autumn, September, August, around that, I hope.
And what will that be like, do you think?
Great.
Boxing promoters and the Norwegian Boxing Federation want the first professional boxing match in over 30 years on Norwegian soil to be a spectacular event, televised live and for free.
Meanwhile, opponents of the sport say they will keep fighting in their own way to have it stopped. Their options are limited, however, and most here believe the first match will take place sometime in the autumn.
Lars Bevanger reporting.